Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? This is Irvin. Irvin Navarro. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. Now, we're calling on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Is this Irvin Navarro?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Navarro, we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we are not going to ask you for a donation. If you don't mind me asking, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Like with the union or as a whole?
As a whole?
Probably close to like 15 years.
15 years. What is your primary branch of the trade?
We do ceramic tile.
So you are a tile setter?
Yes.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Apprentice.
Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
How many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Probably like 3 months, so what, 12 weeks?
12 weeks, okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nope.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
About the same.
What about union construction projects? Do you get the sense that there are more, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes or no, thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I don't even know what a steward is.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed a job steward by the union?
No. Actually, is that the guy that comes and like checks up on you every so often from the union?
Yes. That's the job.
I've seen him probably a couple times last year, but I haven't seen him this year.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, or state or local government? Or you do not know?
I mostly worked like on federal jobs.
Okay. Thinking more generally about thinking about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably less, I think.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, will stay about the same?
get better.
Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe, power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Probably just the power tools.
Power tools. So unsafe power tools. Now, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
You have not. Okay. Just allow me a couple of moments. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing.
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
Nope.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally,
last year, right?
Or regularly? Yes.
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally.
You know, sir.
Could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from? Let me read the choices. Radio, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, newspapers, local TV news programming. Which one would you be getting your news from?
The internet. Social media and stuff like that.
What about the second choice? We have radio, cable news, newspapers, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming.
Probably local TV news program.
And the next one?
I'd say radio stations.
Okay. What about cable news, friends and neighbors, or online newspapers, or print?
Yeah, probably print them later.
Okay, newspapers. Okay. So
yeah.
friends and neighbors will be
last source?
Last source, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, immigration, education, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
Support for labor unions.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've heard of it. I've seen some people getting paid by it, but I've never actually experienced
and
it.
Have you heard a lot, some, or little?
Excuse me?
Have you heard a lot about it, some, or little about it?
Just some.
Now, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Now, would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
That's important.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Democrats support it more.
Now, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay, and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or General Motors for insulin? Sorry?
No. Yeah. Fuck General Motors.
No, I support the workers.
The workers.
Sorry,
much more?
Right,
it's okay. Don't worry about it. Now, would that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Could you please let me know if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as president?
I mean, it's like somewhere down the middle. He's done some good stuff.
You can say somewhat approve or disapprove somewhat.
Somewhat approve.
What about the job that Joe Biden has done with immigration?
Somewhat approve.
Foreign affairs.
I approve of that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Approve.
What about support for labor unions?
I strongly approve.
Healthcare.
Strongly approve.
The economy.
Somewhat approve.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is doing its job or is handling its job?
Fuck Congress. I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Are you registered to vote?
No.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I strongly approve that.
So do you find it useful to receive information?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Thinking back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, yes, or poor?
Good.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, yes, or poor?
Good.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, like, what would you advise them?
We gotta talk to people more.
Okay, so they gotta build. They gotta build a better. Let me write this correctly. They got to build a closer relationship with the members. Correct?
Yes.
With the members. All right. And, okay, could you please let me know, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
To be honest, I wouldn't even know how to answer that, man. I guess this is going to find my work for us.
Okay, so they should be working on getting more jobs available.
Yeah.
More jobs available. Okay, awesome. See, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something that they should be doing, you know.
Yeah.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, job site, email, text, or regular mail?
Text, mail, either one works.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Never once a year, 5 times a year? Once a year?
A couple times a year. Yeah.
Now, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong. Like, I lean Democrat, but somewhere down the middle.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Mexican.
Okay.
Latino.
And for verification purposes, can I please have your first name?
Irving.
Thank you, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you for your kindness and your cooperation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Good day. Thank you.